This is a special addendum to the Global Reset Survival Guide. You might call this the Global Reset Recovery Guide because, you know, we've been talking about survival during this entire report here. And that is key, obviously. We want to survive, but it's not enough to just live. We also have to rebuild. And more importantly, we have to rebuild a society based on liberty and based on fundamental Judeo-Christian principles, by the way, principles of family values and principles of individual liberty, the right of self-defense, the right of medical freedom and medical choice, many other rights, you know, the right to speak freely, even in a public forum controlled by a giant tech company, for example. So it's not enough to just survive. We also have to then rebuild. Now, I imagine there are going to be roughly two phases in this. The first phase is going to be what I call the cleanup phase. And during this, under the authorization of probably President Trump, every American patriot, every American veteran, law enforcement member, perhaps even every concealed carry holder will be authorized to locate and terminate all enemies of America. That would include traitors, those engaged in treason, enemy combatants involved in an illegal act of war against the United States of America. Trump will likely invoke the Insurrection Act, assuming he's in the White House at the time. And when that happens, it really is the responsibility of those who are able, those who have the training, those who love their country, to help the commander-in-chief locate and eliminate the enemies of America who tried to bring it down. And right now, there are many, many enemies of America who are trying to destroy this nation, as you are well aware, trying to destroy the rule of law. Some of these treasonous traitors are mayors or governors or even perhaps members of Congress that would be designated enemy combatants by the president himself. I can certainly see the U.S. Marshals being ordered to make arrests of some of these traitors or perhaps military police under the control of the Pentagon. But whatever happens, this is going to be the cleanup phase where the president, the powers that be, authorize the use of force to terminate the enemies, the traitors, the treasonous actors, the deep state actors, and so on, who have all tried to bring down this nation. After that phase, and by the way, that's going to be a very chaotic phase as well. have no illusions about that. After that phase, it's going to come down to civil participation in reshaping society, writing new laws, enhancing the Constitution, for example, to have a new amendment to protect health freedom, for example. This is where your voice is going to be really crucial. You need to participate in the city hall meetings. You need to be very active and very vocal. You need to reach out to your local sheriff and other people that are being put into positions of power, maybe mayors, for example. You need to reach out and let them know that you don't want America to ever descend into the chaos and the civil war again, and we must establish basic freedoms. For example, no restrictions on the Second Amendment, no restrictions on the First Amendment. Just right there is a good starting point. No restrictions on churches being able to gather even during a pandemic, for example. Now recognize that as this happens, probably the U.S. population will be reduced by maybe up to 90%. So there are going to be far fewer people in your town, in your city, in your state. And the areas that will lose the most population per capita will be California, New York, and places with big liberal cities where there will be the most die-off. And so you're not going to have to deal with the usual liberal mob that exists today. Many of those will be long gone. They will have died from starvation, lack of preparedness. They will have been, you know, murdered and raped and beaten by the Black Lives Matter terrorists that they are supporting right now. That's who's going to kill them, in case you're wondering. So it's going to be a different world. And in this different world, it's critical that voices of reason, voices that demand the rule of law, that demand accountability, rise to the occasion and make their voices heard. That's half the reason why I do all this. I've already given up on this current society. It will not last. It will collapse. I'm investing in the next society. That's what I've called it for many years, the next society. And I don't know exactly what the boundaries will be geopolitically. I don't know if it will ever be the United States of America again, or if it will be region, state, nation states like Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana forming a state together, for example. I don't know what it's going to look like. I doubt it's going to be the same as what we have today. But I do know a day is coming when there will be a rebuilding. And when that day comes, you do not want to be passive. You cannot let the same liberal left-wing lunatics, the tyrants, the authoritarians, you can't let them rise back into power because they have destroyed our world. And it's going to be important to make structural changes. For example, when was the last time a U.S. senator actually represented the interests of the people rather than the interests of the corporations? So how do we have a representative government without massive bribery, without, you know, horrible corruption happening? And one simple suggestion that I've put forward is to require every senator to wear a body camera. You know how police are required to wear body cameras? If you're elected to represent the people and you're a senator or a member of Congress, you should be required to wear a body camera 24/7. And all that body camera footage should be made available to the public so that we hear your conversations. We know who you had dinner with. We know the meetings that you took part in and so on. Just transparency, which would be a good start. But of course, there are a lot of other suggestions. And some people think maybe get rid of representative government and have direct democracy, although there are problems with that as well. The point is, we do need major structural changes. We can't let the corporations destroy our society again, you know, and the corrupt lawmakers and the radical left-wing lunatics, the authoritarian tyrants, communists, and so on. So we may have a once in not just a lifetime, but a once, like once every 500-year opportunity to reshape the future of society. And when that day comes, it's going to be critical to not only know your history, but to voice your demands for rules of society to be based on real justice and transparency, and to have a merit-based society. No more discrimination against whites, which is what's happening today all over the United States. No more discrimination against Asians in the university system. We need a merit-based society that is truly colorblind, regardless of the color of your skin. The only thing that matters in my book is your merit, your capabilities, your intelligence, your ethics and morality. That's what matters, not the color of your skin, not your country of origin. And we must shrink the size of government, which will happen automatically since government will go bankrupt. But we can't allow it to rebuild at its former size. People will have to wake up and become adults and start to take charge of their own lives and stop relying on government to tell them how to live, to tell them what decisions to make every day. It's going to be a very interesting time. Those who are cry-bully victims will largely die off. And in essence, that's a positive thing for the future of society, because weak-minded, weak-willed people do not create strong societies. They create collapse, which is what we're experiencing right now. We need strong individuals. We need the male archetype to be back. We need strong families. We need strong religious convictions. We need strong morals and ethics. That's what will rebuild society to create abundance and happiness and security. Without those things, we have nothing. And that's why this current society is collapsing. So remember, if you ever face a day where you're wondering if you should just check out of the whole system and you ask yourself, what am I here for? What's my purpose here? Remember, you do have a purpose, and that is to be part of the rebuilding of society. You are important. Your voice, your mind, your spirit, your heart, it's all very important. And that's why you need to survive. If not for yourself, for the future of human society. So stay strong, stay informed, take the actions that I recommend in this program. Be prepared for the collapse, but also be prepared for the rebuilding.